Okay. So first of all, how are you two feeling?
Great. It was a good show.
It's great.
It
yeah.
is great. I mean,
Sometimes you have, you know, good shows, and sometimes you have great shows, and tonight felt like a great show. The audience was right into it right from the beginning.
It's interesting, like, living the life of downtown theater, because we were just saying backstage that, like, you know, during the week we both have our day jobs, and we come, and we do good shows. Like, we give our energy, and we give it our all, but it's just something about the weekends when you don't have to work
right,
all day.
Right, like, I slept all day. So, you know, to prepare, and, you just have a lot more energy.
And we did. We had a great show tonight, but a great audience really helped,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it
was
does.
Awesome.
The audience, you know, and it's weird, because you get audiences that are either Lebowskiites, or they might be Shakespeare fans, or they may be sometimes both. The Lebowskiites seem to give us more energy, you know, because they know all the lines, they, you know, or the similar lines, you know, because it's in Shakespeare verse now, but, you know, they're waiting for those touchstone moments, and when we hit them, you get the laughs, and it just energizes you as an actor.
I think tonight was kind of a Lebowski crowd, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. You can tell right from the beginning. I mean, right when they... Yeah, right when they start laughing at, wither the money, Lebowski, you know, and you put your head thing, and you come out with, oh, I need to go back down in there.
It's so rare to be in a show where, like, your first line, my first line isn't even that funny. It's like, faith, it awaits down there, prithee, let me glimpse it again.
Yeah,
like, that's just it. There's nothing funny about that, except that it's based on Lebowski, and it gets a laugh.
Exactly.
It's like one of the biggest laughs of the
show. When we come out for that first scene, for me, you, and Donald... Right away, you could tell it's a Lebowski audience because they're like, oh, that's, you know, we know what's about to happen.
We
know that scene
just for walking on stage.
Walking on stage, you know, it's like real stars, you know, who are in Broadway shows when they come on stage and they get clapped just because people know that they're a real star.
I hate
but
that.
But here, the characters get you get applause just for the
characters,
and that. Beautiful.
I always hated that Broadway thing. I'm just going to digress for a second. It's like you showed up for work.
Yay!
You're a movie star.
Yay!
That's true.
Good
point. So I'd imagine you're both, but let me ask you, what's stronger within you, the Lebowski fan or the Shakespeare fan?
Well, I'm probably more of a Shakespeare. I'm in a verse company. So I do verse all the time. So I would say I'm a Shakespeare fan, but I'm pretty big Lebowski fan too.
We've really grown into it with the show. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we were.
You owned the movie before, though.
Yeah. I was aware of it. I would say I was a fan. I mean, I thought I was a fan, but we were exposed to what it truly means to be a fan of Lebowski.
Right. I could have quoted a couple lines, maybe, but. Yeah, I would say I Shakespeare first. Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
The balance of Shakespeare. It's been a while since I'd done a Shakespeare show, so that was...
But I thought this was brilliant. I read the script, because, you know, when I first heard it, I'm like, yeah, sounds like a one-joke idea, you know. I didn't think it would sustain. But as I read the script, I'm like, this, you know, Adam did his homework. I mean, he structured it, the writing is very Shakespearean.
It's fantastic.
You know, all the quotes from Shakespeare plays that he pulls from. I loved it. I thought the script was brilliant, which is when Frank, you know, announced, hey, we're having auditions, although I wanted to play Brand at first, and then I wanted to play the chorus, and then he asked me to read for Walter, and I'm glad I did.
Why Brand?
Because Philip Seymour Hoffman has stolen my career. I love the character in the movie. I think Philip Seymour Hoffman is brilliant in the movie. And yeah, it's just a nice little role. And I thought it was the one that I would be most fit for when I first read the script. Although personality-wise, I am kind of Walter-ish. And I think Frank knew that because I've worked with Frank
right.
before. And I have, I have anger issues. so it ended up working well, I think. And I'm glad that I'm playing this part.
What about you, sir? Do you aspire to be the knave?
I did. It's kind of a funny story. I'll try to make it as brief as possible. But I was actually originally cast as the Big Lebowski. Because
mm-hmm.
those are the parts I usually play for Frank. I'm usually the one that's screaming like a maniac all over the stage. But I kind of had my eye on it. And I insinuated myself into the auditions to help him read. So I just kind of had the advantage of like being there all day. And I said to myself, well, if we don't see somebody we like for the knave, I'm gonna sneak my way in. I'm gonna read. And for once in my life, it worked. I ended up, and I think it's a very dude-like thing that I was the right knave for the time and place.
Yeah, yeah. I read with you.
I was there. Exactly.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I lucked into it.
So do either of you have a favorite scene in The Gentleman of Lebowski?
The homework scene is, which is the scene that I auditioned with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ferks the Stranger Betwixt the Buttocks. I mean, that's from the movie. It's one of my favorite scenes.
You were so funny. That,
that was my favorite scene in the play also.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. I like the dance number. I just think it's so much fun. It's like all of a sudden in the middle of the show there's this change of pace.
Yeah.
And I get to dance with beautiful women. So that's
always a plus.
That's my most pleasurable scene is the dance. It's just gonna, you know, come out for a little cameo.
And I like the last couple scenes, like the epilogue, just because we put so much energy into it. And it's been a good show. There's just this wonderful closure at the end.
And, you know? And the funeral for me is the most relaxed. I don't worry about that scene. All the other scenes, I'm going over my lines right before I go on. But for that scene, I don't worry at all, and I feel most comfortable. I feel more real. That's where we really get real, I think, is that funeral scene.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be one of my favorite scenes too, just especially as an actor. Just it's easy for me to play that scene, I think, and then I like bringing it full circle and us being real.
But then I have to say the first scenes are fun too, because it's just fun to watch to experience the audience sort of discovering our world with us and all the, like we were saying, like all the laughs of delight and recognition.
Right.
It's a kick every night to let the audience enter the world with us. It's very fun.
Thank you very much.
Cool, thank you.
What do you have planned after the show? I mean, what are your next prospects?
I do not have any prospects right now.
We got nothing.
Got nothing. I mean, which is typical. I mean, okay. I'm sure grab something soon. I just did a reading for a play, but that's for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I work a lot at the Brick Theater in Williamsburg. So I imagine I'll be in something there. Although I would love for this to have more life.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we have to see, because the film company is being a little...
Legal issues.
Legal issues. They allowed us to do this run. But whether they're going to allow us to go further is a different issue.
Hopefully they will.
Yeah.
And I should plug my, I'm actually working on a web series that I hope to have out later this year, maybe in a few months, called With Great Power.
Uh-huh.
It's a superhero comedy, so watch for it on your local internet.
Superheroes. Everyone loves
superheroes. Yeah, we're in post-production right now, so hopefully we'll have something soon.
Okay, great. Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, dude.
Do either of you have anything else to say?
Thank you.
The Knave abideth.
The Knave abideth. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure meeting you both.
Thank you.
Break a leg for the remainder of the run.